First, the number of new coronavirus cases is growing here in Wisconsin, and so is demand for tests that can confirm the virus. But as the pandemic spreads around the world, there are big shortages for the components that go into those tests. A new piece from WisConText shows the different ways that hospitals and labs across the state are trying to keep up. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisConText. Will, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
What, Will, does testing capacity look like here in Wisconsin now compared to where we were at the start of this outbreak?
It's looking a lot better than it was at the beginning of the outbreak. I'm not sure if people remember at this point, but I guess it wasn't that long ago. Back in February, all tests conducted in Wisconsin and anywhere in the U.S. had to be sent to the CDC in Atlanta to be confirmed. That took quite a while and was a pretty limited basis. And even when testing was expanded to the public health labs in the state here, it was still quite limited, initially to 100 or so tests per day, but that capacity has been expanded greatly up to 1,500 or 2,000 test results per day at this point.
Who all is doing testing, is running these tests in labs right now in Wisconsin?
It's a real mix of the public health labs. So that would be the State Hygiene Lab in Madison, as well as the Milwaukee Health Department's lab. And then a whole bunch of private labs are assisting with the public health lab response. And what we're seeing now more and more is a number of private health systems have brought testing into their own systems. So it's really expanding a lot.
Okay, we've expanded our capacity for testing, Will. Are we now testing everybody the public health community wants to be testing?
That's a really good question. And I think the short answer is no. Both public health officials and healthcare workers and, from my understanding, the general public really wants testing to be expanded further. Right now, we're generally testing just kind of the cases that public health officials have identified as being high priority. That includes frontline healthcare workers if they're symptomatic, people who live or work in long-term care facilities like nursing homes, as well as patients who are hospitalized, so people with serious illness.
Let's look at some of the roadblocks you write about in your piece at WisContext, Will. One of them was the person power, the researchers in labs. That sounds like, from what you were saying, that part of the puzzle has expanded a lot by bringing more labs on board.
It has, yeah. I think basically health systems have been allowed to develop their own tests if they want by the federal government. And a number of local health systems in the state have taken that up and have developed their own tests. So they themselves have created tests using the CDC's tests as a guideline, as well as old tests for the original SARS virus, which is genetically similar to this current virus, coronavirus. As a roadmap for developing their own tests. And they've really done so with pretty great speed. Usually it takes months and months to develop a test like this that can identify a virus. But we have seen health systems develop their own tests within a month.
That's pretty impressive. And a big point here, this is a novel coronavirus, this exact virus we haven't seen before. So it sounds like it's easier said than done to come up with my own test to detect it.
Totally, yeah. Much easier said than done. There were some clues, I guess, based on the original SARS virus, which emerged in the 2000s, and the tests that were available for that. But yeah, it's really quite a feat.
Will Cushman is with us, associate editor of WisContext. He recently wrote about the challenges of providing enough testing for coronavirus here in Wisconsin and everywhere, more or less. Now, Will, let's talk about the gear that's needed to test. Are these different hospitals and agencies able to get a hold of the stuff they need to do these tests?
That's really the primary challenge to being able to expand testing further. From what I talked to people at the State Hygiene Lab, at Mayo Clinic, which has developed its own tests, as well as a whole bunch of other folks who are involved in this, and they all say that really the main limiting factor in testing right now, and what is keeping the state of Wisconsin and healthcare systems and just the nation as a whole from testing as many people as they would like to, including people with maybe moderate or mild symptoms, is this really severe shortage of pretty much every single material that is required to test. So that includes the swabs that are needed to take a test or to collect a specimen. Those swabs are called nasopharyngeal swabs. They're these really long, flexible swabs. Anyone who's gotten an influenza test is probably familiar with it. They're really uncomfortable when you're getting the specimen taken. Basically, the healthcare worker has to stick this really long rod up your nose to reach your nasopharynx, which is way up in your upper respiratory system. Those swabs are in severe, there's a severe shortage of those swabs, as well as pretty much all of the components that are needed for analyzing a specimen. Those are called reagents. That's basically a fancy word for something that can catalyze a chemical reaction. And so a whole bunch of those are needed for analyzing a specimen in order to identify whether or not the virus is present in it. And all of that is short as well. Another thing that people everywhere are short on is something called viral transport media. That is the liquid that the specimens need to sit in while they're being transported to a lab for analysis. That is also in severely short supply.
Ironically, you need to keep the virus alive at this point so you can successfully test for it.
Right, right. And I guess scientists would debate whether or not the virus is alive, but
well, right.
You definitely need to keep it,
viable, I guess.
Sure.
Now, you also wrote about Governor Evers assembling a partnership or strike team to tackle some of these issues. What's going on there?
Yeah, that was announced earlier this week, I believe on Monday. So Governor Evers is describing this as a public-private partnership. And the state government has enlisted a whole bunch of private health providers with a presence in the state. That includes the Marshfield Clinic and UW Health, as well as technology companies that I think a lot of people in the state would be familiar with. That would be Epic Systems, Exact Sciences, and Promega. And really the purpose of the strike team is to identify as many ways as possible to expand testing. The immediate goal is to double the capacity of testing in the state. And then the eventual goal is to make testing for COVID-19 more akin to testing for influenza in the state, where it's basically available on demand by doctors.
Well, we're looking to expand capacity to test. Are there also efforts to speed things up so we turn around those results faster and people know if they really have to quarantine and isolate right away?
Right. Those two things kind of go hand in hand. How the testing system has evolved over the last month or so it's created a more diffuse testing system. So as I mentioned earlier, it originally was all being done through the CDC at its headquarters in Atlanta, and then it was being done at just a select few labs in the state, and now it's really becoming much more diffuse. There are much more labs at hospitals that are able to provide results for tests. And that is really what healthcare providers and public health officials really want. Because in addition to just expanding capacity, testing more people, you're reducing the turnaround time from when you take a specimen to when you get results. And that can have a lot of public health benefits as well. If people know that they're positive or negative for COVID-19, they can act on that more quickly.
And as we wrap up briefly, Will, what are you watching for next?
Ooh, what I'm watching for next, I am really interested in a couple things. One is I'm going to be looking at volunteer medical corps in the state to see if they're going to be involved in responding to COVID-19. And we're also going to be looking at, as I think a lot of other people are, whether or not face masks are still going to be not recommended for the vast majority of people right now.
Well, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Will Cushman, associate editor of WisContext. He was with us today to talk about his latest story on the shortage of coronavirus testing supplies in Wisconsin and nationally. You can find that story at wiscontext.org. And tune in to Central Time tomorrow at 3:30. We'll talk to one of the physicians who helped Mayo Clinic develop their own coronavirus tests.